Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Hello. Oh, there we go. A little bit of a pop. Hello. We've got
Hello.
Joe Foley in here, showing us the art of sophisticated sarcasm.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I must say, I do love the name of your project. It is so cheeky and like it just kind of says what it is at
yeah.
the start.
No, definitely. Definitely. Thank you. I thought it was a cool little title. Kind of rolls off the tongue.
100%.
More or less kind of summarize the undertone of most of the songs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone a little about yourself, because you're a bit of a mysterious artist
yeah,
at this point.
Quite mysterious. Terrible social media following, very small. Now, yeah, I mean, I kind of just, I've just always sort of made music on the side. I guess as a little bit of a hobby. And then every few years I get like a little itch.
Mm-hmm.
And this project is the result of another little itch, you know. I just kind of felt like trying to do a little solo project.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I guess it took a little bit of time to put it together when you're sort of not, you know, an active musician. And when you're kind of doing everything solo. Just took a little bit of time, but no, it's all ready and it's, you know, it's out. So now I'm just trying to see if I can get some ears on it to see if anybody messes with it.
That's so good. I love that. It's just purely passion. Do it for the love of it. And
definitely, yeah.
And then when you've got that good product, I mean, from Soundcheck, I really, really dig it. It's great because then you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to put it out there, see what people like.
Totally.
See
whatever happens, happens. And yeah, you know, end of the day, when I'm 80, I can look back and, you know, it might be quite fun to look back at it and see it.
Definitely. I think yeah. for anything, it's like for yourself. That's me with everything I make. It's like, I just want to do it so then I can look back later and be like, wow.
Totally.
I did things.
Totally. Yeah. No, definitely.
Great. Well, what is your first track?
First track we're going to be playing is titled Mutton Dressed as Lamb.
That's a great name.
Thank you, thank you. So I'll let people, you know, make of it what they want.
All right.
But no, we'll jump into that and see how we go after that.
Hell
one
yeah.
moment, I'll just take a little sip of water.
Oh yes, gotta stay hydrated.
Oh. All right, let's see what happens.
Look, don't mind me, I'm just sipping back, sipping the Milo, Mochaccino, minding my own business.
Check it out. Hey yo, I'm old enough to get called mutton dressed as lamb, but I don't give a Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah, they call me Dam Dams, but don't get it twisted. They're probably just pissed off that I'm persistent. It's that middle-aged misfit, bro. I don't got the spliflet. I'm sipping on a cup of tea with a biscuit, gifted with the gab, and I got a quick whip. But too many martinis turn me into a dipshit. With a cryptic or straight to the point, I get busy. I got your posse going. So much Gore-Tex on, look like I'm climbing a mountain. But in a white collar shirt, I look like an accountant. It's that barstool bachelor, bachelor with the bars. Smirk on my face, having the last laugh. And look, my girl is badder than karma, badder than a big night sipping purple Gabbana. Down with the drama like I got a gangster grills tape. If I'm honest, I don't like how that bitter pill tastes. Too bad, peep the method like I'm Johnny Blaze. About to knock on the boss's door and say I wanna raise.
When I say I got the sauce, I'm not talking holidays. I'm in the pocket like a packet of holidays. So don't mind me, I'm a slightly
out of touch ways.
When I say I got the sauce, I'm not talking holidays. I'm in the pocket like a packet of holidays. So don't mind me,
look.
I'm a slightly out of touch ways.
If I pull up with the stick, I'm trying to play fetch. I might say more, I might say less. Swear to God, I stay blessed like I'm boys with Buddha. My girlfriend swears that I wrote the Kama Sutra. Stoop that low, never said I'm above it. Look, my first and my last name's McLovin. Buzzing off a TAB, but I don't place bets. Looking for any excuse to break bread. Take it back, get it popping on that piff. C's get degrees, makes sense, I got a bachelor's. Match fit, you're talking about practice. I wonder how long it takes to get off the blacklist. Educated by the streets, but I'm talking Mike Skinner. Look pretty good shirtless if I've had a light dinner. I might spin a yarn, add a little GST. Every morning, lace my yogurt with the chia seeds. Every verse is TNT, better call the bomb squad. Got bored trying to blow up, figured that's a long shot. Working at the wrong job, cause I gotta get paid. Rap like the rinse juice, so this shit gets slayed.
When I say I got the sauce, I'm not talking hollandaise. I'm in the pocket like a packet of holidays. So don't mind me, and my slightly out of touch ways. When I say I got the sauce, I'm not talking hollandaise. I'm in the pocket like a packet of holidays. So don't mind me, and my slightly out of touch ways.
Reckon they bring the bomb squad. Yeah, I knew it. Pretty trippy stuff.
That was Mutton Dressed as Lamb.
What an awesome track. You really are sophistically sarcastic. That was great. There's a few lines in there that I really just, you know, I love a song where it's like domestically honest but cheeky as well, like,
yeah, no, that's a good summary of it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, you got to embrace the truth. There's no point, like,
100%, like lacing your cereal with chia seeds,
exactly,
like,
yeah,
you know, spending time at NAMI, like, yeah, too many cocktails. That was fucking great. What is the next
song
track
we're
gonna to
jump
Later
into is it's called Butterfingers, so let's jump into that.
Awesome.
All right.
What's happening? It's an up or downer
all around us.
I used to put the knives on the stove.
On the stove.
Trying to cut to the chase. I used to put the knives on the stove.
I used to put the knives on the stove, trying to cut to the chase. You know, I never cut corners except in the rat race. Mr. Off my face when I drop jewels. No good like that shit we used to put up our nostrils. Hostile when I'm hung and I'm fiending for yum charm. Like an old school Nokia still running on one bar. Played the hand I was dealt, but I never cheated. Shit, I kinda wish I could control alt delete it. Look, it's like I got the keys but the locks broke. I'm out here trying to get it popping like Pop Smoke. Got jokes with no wings, they don't land, they just crash. Don't like what I say, I got no time for your bitch ass.
Play the game with the cheat code.
Cheat code.
Walk in the room.
Guess who?
It's Uncle Rico.
Been pressed but never folded. Look, I don't do origami. You should see my girl's reaction whenever I call her mommy. Posted up at NAMI and we're sipping something potent while you sit around with your bros quoting Joe Rogan. Posted up at NAMI and we're sipping something potent while you sit around with your bros quoting Joe Rogan.
It's not that I'm nice, it's that you're not.
Nuh-uh.
So don't worry, I'm not taking your spot. It's the cream of the crop with a whiskey on the rocks. A wolf in sheep's clothing, I don't run with the flock.
Oh, oh!
It's not that I'm nice, it's that you're not.
Nah.
So don't worry, I'm not taking your spot. It's the cream of the crop with a whiskey on the rocks.
Look.
A wolf in sheep's clothing, I don't run with the flock.
Hey yo, they call me Butterfingers, the way that I drop gems. If you slither like a snake, we're probably not friends, not on trend. I don't wanna hop on the hype train, I hate going out. Shit, I'm hoping it might rain. I don't really puff piff, but I stay blowing a gale. I got the flu for one month after sniffing a rail. Give me a slice, I don't care if it's tails. I like head, but I'm still calling tails. Don't stop pouring until I say when. Off the leash in the lab, that's my playpen. And yeah, it's mayhem. If you give me one more, I might think I'm B.I.G. and kick your front door. Still got a smirk, so it's part in the grin. I just wanna stay home and cook like Nadia Lim. See, part of me's a crim, but I'm no Joe Pesci, because the shit that I be getting up to is too petty. Shiesty might might swipe a couple roadies out the office, only cause I got no respect for the bosses. Said I'm shiesty, might swipe a couple roadies out the office,
only cause I got no respect for the bosses.
Unless the pay is okay, I get a 1 hour lunch break, and there's a nice positive culture in whatever office that might be. Just as a disclaimer, you know? All right, that was Butterfingers.
What a great track.
Thank you. All right. Well, we'll jump into another one. Then this is a slightly different approach than the first two.
Ooh, so I'm excited.
See what happens? Yeah, slightly more personal.
Okay.
Remember walking in that room and kissing her cold cheek, but don't remember anything she told me. Was only 5 when she died, wouldn't be. Just a quick run back. I remember walking in that room and kissing her cold cheek, but don't remember anything she told me. Was only 5 when she died, didn't have a choice, I had to take it in stride. Didn't even ask why, it wasn't gonna change the outcome. I guess I'm what you get when you grow up without one. Cried more than a few tears, and was sad as shit for a few years. But who cares, it could have been way worse. But when you're that young, it feels like you're falling face first. Was too little to carry the coffin, and if you asked me back then, I probably wanted to hop in, just to stay by her side and keep her company for the last ride. Cause of this I got a dark side, and don't get fazed by bad news. I didn't have a choice, I had to. Sitting back missing someone I never knew, wonder what I'd be like if it took someone instead of you. Doesn't matter, doesn't make a difference. Even if she was here to give advice, who's to say I'd listen? You wanna talk about a bitter pill that I better swallow, cause I fit the bill. I still feel bad, I hardly visit her grave, but only cause I don't know what else to say. I remember moving back home, was 30 wondering what's next. Was wondering what I got left. Didn't have a dollar to my name, called my sister to pay for a ticket for the plane. I was trying to maintain, sipping liquor in excess. Jack Daniels didn't do jack for the stress. I didn't have a job and I needed to get one ASAP. Needed to sort my shit out, but I didn't want to face facts. Most days didn't want to wake up, but that was on me, I couldn't blame it on the breakup. Look, might have abused the booze and found out that it didn't really soothe the blues. Refused to lose, wasn't ready to win. The writing's on the wall, but don't know where to begin. Looking round like, damn, this is grim. I was looking for the answers in the bottom of a bottle of gin. Grin and bear it, you know how the game goes. 6 weeks went by and I barely changed clothes. Matter of fact, barely left the house. A part of me wanted something to X me out. Luckily it didn't, and I hope it still doesn't. I'm not really in a rush trying to meet sleep's cousin. I might have drunk a dozen when I was trying to numb it, but now that very thought makes me sick to my stomach. I I said, now that very thought makes me sick to my stomach. Bernadette's Son as the final joint.
Wow, what a beautiful and like raw honest song. Thank you for sharing that.
No worries. Thank you for letting me play it.
Yeah. Wow, that got me like really in my feels. I love how every lyric you have is so well placed and so well thought out. With the earlier tracks having them be like slight, you know, digs and jabs and like little like quirky little remarks as well, and then this one like beautiful and like really just, it felt as though maybe that song was like the one of the first ways of you actually coming towards of understanding your own like grief or feelings in a certain sense.
Yeah, kind of. I guess that's probably more, that's definitely one of the more serious songs I've written. But yeah, I guess I just wanted to not sort of, you know, it's called Sophisticated Sarcasm, the project. But yeah, I kind of wanted to capture like a whole bunch of different emotions and different styles, you know, not just try and be like a one-trick pony with the little sort of sarcastic jokes. Like, I kind of love those, and that's kind of what I naturally gravitate towards when it comes to writing. But at the same time, I guess I've also got, you know, some experiences from life that I've never sort of spoken about that made sense to sort of try and do songs about them.
100%.
Yeah, just to sort of, I don't know, getting older was just like, yeah, let's, you know, jokes are great. Let's try and do some, you know, something a little bit more vulnerable to sort of catch people off guard at the same time as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, art, it's art, you know, it's an expression of everything. You can't always be, you know, sassy and like funny.
No,
and
totally,
like
yeah,
everyone, yeah, it's, I think it's great when people have variety to their songs.
Yeah,
I personally like it because I think that shows really great artistry. Yeah. Whoa, sorry. my headphones just went real weird for a second. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you.
Where can I find you, but also everyone else?
So you can find me on Spotify. If you search Joe Foley, you'll probably, there might be some, I feel like there's some Celtic folk singers that have already taken the name.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, there might only be one or two, but if you, yeah, if you have a little look, you'll be, and if you search Sophisticated Sarcasm, Joe Foley, I'm sure it'll pop up. And then on Instagram, just to make it extra confusing, there's a totally different name for that. So that's Cold Coffee and Burnt Toast, all spelt normally. And then on there, that kind of, I guess, obviously it captures the music component of this, in this project, but also like previously I've dabbled with illustration stuff before as well. I've done like prints and little, you know, very small scale runs of t-shirts and whatnot.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love when musicians intertwine their other art forms.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, you know, not just sticking to one thing. So yeah, so you can have a little look there. It'll be interesting to see if anybody jumps on because it's a pretty small page, but
yeah. Well, I will, because I, yeah, big fan. I'm gonna tell my friends.
Thank you.
Who I think will really like your music.
Like, appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much.
No,
this
awesome.
Has been
thank
so
you for
good.
Having me. Yeah.
I guess I'll have to hit the outro now, but it's a shame there's no more music.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what could we
sadly,
we're out of time.
We are.
Easy.
I
no, that's cool. I was gonna say
radio has a
fly.
Radio sadly has a very structured time schedule, but
easy.
Huzzah. Thank you.
Awesome.
Here
thank
we
you
go.
For having
thank
me.
You,
appreciate
Joe
it.
Foley. Hello.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.